The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media Station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I could see Deshaun Watson getting ruined by this offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if they don't improve this offensive line, if you don't do it soon, you're going to have a quarterback which you saw a greatness to where he, like a potential last year. And now you're going to basically ruin this guy because you have a crap offensive line around him.
You're going to Cleveland Brown him. That's basically it. I'm pretty much going to ride that Chiefs train until it
bucks you off.
Yeah, and I'll be riding the Chiefs over 54.5 also. Listen, I love the way this team's playing now. I don't think it's going to last. I think they're going to be very similar to last year. They're going to come out of the gates kicking everybody's ass, and then there's going to be some adjustments to them, and then some injuries will pile up. And the Chiefs' defense is... Listen, as good as their offense is, it's really covering up how bad that defense is.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. And Jong Lee filling in today for AJ, who's taking his yearly trip over to New Orleans to get totally plastered. Do we have RJ?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we will go to the legend, the gambling guru of the universe. RJ Bell joins us. RJ, how are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. Excited. You know, I've been doing a bunch of radio just to warm up for this segment.
Yeah, you're using your national show to warm up for this. Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to say that to the audience, but you know, it could be true.
It could be, but I'm gonna say no. I don't think so. So how many hours
are you this?
Yeah,
Fred came in with more energy than I've heard in about 9 months.
Well, that's always because you and AJ get into it over something, and then I just sit here and go, okay, can I get a question?
Well, we did just come off a segment talking about a woman having a tortoise in her vagina, so maybe that kind of invigorated Fred a little bit.
So on a Football Friday, that's what you're talking about.
Well, we do a little thing called Gym of the Day every day, and it's always...
Well, why don't we get straight to the football here? Because sometimes we get off on tangents that people enjoy, but... I've done so much prep this week. Let's just get straight to the football.
All right. Well, I noticed I was looking at your best bets, and one of them is a game that I absolutely love, and you have the Raiders as one of your best bets, and I want to get your thoughts on that one first, and I'll kind of, you know, see if we're on the same wavelength there.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the Raiders are the most underrated team in the NFL. If you look at the ESPN in-game projection. So they tell you the chance to win the game. And those are imperfect, but, I mean, ESPN's is as good as anyone's. Is the Raiders, yeah, they let it half against the Rams, but let's be candid. The Rams clearly beat them, but still let it half. Then in the next game against Denver, Denver at home early in the year especially is really, really tough to win. Last 30 years, Denver week 1 and 2 at home is 33-3. And the Raiders had a 92% chance to win that game late. Then undefeated Miami, 10 a.m. Pacific start, wearing black jerseys, 90 degrees.
And humidity.
And in the second half, the Raiders had, again, a 92% chance to win. How different would this line be if they were the Raiders were 2-1? And now you got everyone's excited about Mayfield, so it's got that classic contrarian play. And remember, a quarterback that comes in off the bench the other team didn't prepare for, the Jets went super vanilla on defense against Mayfield. Now Gruden, who's a pretty good X and O's guy, has a whole week against a rookie QB. I bet it at 2.5. I love the Raiders.
Yeah, I do too. And I just mentioned in Miami, it was also humid as hell that day. And they wore down in the fourth quarter just like they did in Denver for different reasons the week before. I love the Raiders here. I'm totally with you on that one. You're also on the Colts, I see, which I find interesting since you've been on the Texans pretty much all year.
Oh.
Yeah, he dropped.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go.
All right, you go do that, and I'll respond to a few of our texts who are still weighing in. One of the texts. Now, that's a story about the tortoise and the hare from JRay78. And 713, guess she had a shell of a time. Also very good. Unfortunately, nothing you guys do is going to beat reptile dysfunction. I'm sorry. So we're efforting getting RJ back. Okay, we got him. Good. I hope you weren't hanging up just because I said.
No. Actually, I'm sitting in an office and the refrigerator was running loud. And I unplugged it, but I accidentally unplugged the phone. So that was my
plan. So as Bill O'Brien would say, it's on you. So
Yeah, well, listen. Here's my question, and I'm being sincere. There's two ways to look at this game for Houston. One is to say, oh, my gosh, this is kind of to save the season. Let's all get behind it. And the other is, hey, this is a sinking ship. There's turmoil, and it's a distraction. So let me ask you, but on that spectrum of must win, let's all get focused, to, hey, we're distracted, where do you think the Texans are?
I think they're on must win, but I also think that from a scheme standpoint, they're so far away from where they need to be that I don't know that they can turn it around in a week.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, think of it. Let's do a thought experiment. Imagine you swore off football for a year where you're saying, I'm not going to look at anything that involves the NFL. And today you said, all right, I'm back, for whatever reason. If you looked at Watson's stats, career stats now, last year and this year, you would say, wow, a lot of potential. Obviously won in college. Boy, he can get hot, but wow, so inconsistent. And the trend line's going down, down, down. I don't know if it's the coach, the O-line, I don't know, his knee. But, boy, he's not the quarterback he seemed like in that short sample, as AJ made a good point of last year. But instead, we had the whole offseason to dream on. Remember Stringer, Bow, and Avon on the deck, season 3, the 12th episode? They're like, dream on it, baby. You think when you start dreaming as a human, that's when things get like, wow, big time, you know, exciting. We were dreaming on Watson's potential. I think AJ was ahead of the game here. I don't know what Watson's going to be, but if we look at him to date, it's hard to think he's a top even 12 quarterback. And entering the year, the case could be made if he played that way, he'd be top, you know, the way he did last year, that he'd be top 5.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny, if you look at the numbers themselves, they don't look bad, but there's so much dead yardage at the end of the game. Like last week, they score with 1 second left. He drives them down the field and winds up with almost 400 yards passing, and you look at that on its own, and you're like, wow, that's not bad. But so much of that was empty garbage time football.
Yeah, and listen, I don't love the Colts because I think Andrew Luck is a brand that gets people batting them. And Andrew Luck, though his QBR is 12th in football, did you guys see where they had a 60-yard Hail Mary and they brought in Brissett to throw it?
Yeah, I didn't mind that so much because, I mean, the guy's coming off shoulder surgery. Do you really want him unleashing it as hard as he can in
that
situation?
So he can't throw 50 yards downfield?
I think he can, but do you want him doing it when it's a Hail Mary? You got a guy with an arm that can do it, too. That didn't bother me. What bothers me is he's not throwing the ball past 15 yards.
Yeah, but doesn't that seem somehow connected?
It could be. But I think you can make a case for what they did without it meaning that he's broken down, but it also could mean he's broken down.
I don't think so. I think what you're saying is he is physically limited. Andrew Luck is physically limited right now.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. I don't think it means he couldn't throw the ball that far.
No, but what I'm saying is he's not the same Andrew Luck.
No, he's not. And if you look at his numbers have regressed each of the three games, too.
Yeah, so that said, I think the Colts are much better as a team than they were in years past. I mean, 12th best defense by DVOA. So if all I got to do is win the game, and it's in Indy, and again, there's been a steal. Let's be candid. Steam money came in on the Texans today, and in some spots, they're actually small favorites now.
Wow.
So
wow.
Sharps are on the Texans. I, early in the week, like the Colts, but I'm kind of coming off it a little bit.
Yeah, the only thing that concerns me about the Colts is Andrew Luck and the fact that he has regressed a little bit. But I also, going into last week, I saw a broken down Eli Manning, and suddenly he shows up and looks like Manning from 5 years ago against this defense. So,
and that could be the Texans, or it could be that Shermer started moving him around and got him in better spots to throw too. And that's why, if you want to segue, I love the Giants this week. Because whenever a guy just randomly has a good game that hasn't been good, I think it's, hey, the ball's not round, it happens. But when you hear about a change ahead of time, you see it with your eyes, and a guy plays better, now there's a real chance it was the scheme change and not just luck. And you look at the Saints, Colin Cowherd on today when I was grading his picks, he loved the Giants, and I looked into it deeply, and I found a trend I hadn't heard anywhere else. And, I mean, this is noteworthy, I think, is when the Saints play two games straight on the road. And you might think, it's 2018, what's the big deal? Well, the Saints really struggle in that spot. And historically, since 2012, they're like 1-7. I'm pulling up the stats now. When they play that second road game. And I think it makes some sense because think about it. The Saints have to travel more than typical teams from Louisiana. Actually, since 2012, 1-8 straight up, second road game in a row, and they're losing by 11 points per game, 2-7 against the spread, and their net ATS margin is over a touchdown of the negative. So they're losing, and they're losing big. And you got the Giants plus 3.5. This was a classic pros versus Joes. The Joes, Freddie Fanny Pack, as I call them now, on the Saints. The wise guys on the Giants.
Why you got to put Freddie on that?
Well, it's not Fred Fowler, but actually, this is what I've been saying about Freddie. He's got a fanny pack. Fred, do you have one?
I do not.
All right. He has a pot belly.
I do have that.
And he eats deep-fried Twinkies on a stick when he's walking.
Not me.
That's a yes?
No, that's a no. That's a no. I've never eaten a deep-fried Twinkie in my life. So,
but I bet you could imagine doing it.
No, couldn't do it. Hey, one thing I'll throw in there, too, is Saints coming off an overtime game against a division rival in a big game, too. I think there's got to be a little bit of a letdown.
Oh, and think about this, too. They lost a really shocking upset to the Bucs week one. The emotions after that are, what's going on, guy? Come on, let's really play hard. And then they had a must-win game against the Browns and barely win. And then they go play a divisional game, and it's a war. against Atlanta, maybe a Wars RA. It's a track meet, and I'll go back home and then back to New York. I think this is a physically and psychologically tired Saints team.
RJ Bell from pregame.com. I had a question I saved from AJ. He was with Jimmy Garoppolo being out for the season. He was looking at this, the 49ers Chargers line, and he was kind of handicapping it at 7. And he was we're kind of curious how much points Jimmy Garoppolo is actually worth.
Yeah, and you're right around there, the 7. It's about, you know, a little 6.5. If you actually look at the QBR, Garoppolo was at the very bottom of the league. But all that said, I mean, Bathard is horrible. So let's call it 6.5, 7. And personally, though, I cannot play. In theory, in game one of an absence, oftentimes the rest of the team steps up. Like, hey, at least for one game, we can, you know, we can do it. But I think this is the first time, I know it's the first time I'll say it this year, I think this is a dream crusher, which is when a team has a goal, and I think 49ers, the goal was to win the division or at least make the playoffs. When something happens that makes that goal impossible, that next game is really tough. And think about your own life. When you've got a long-term goal and you, no matter how much you fight, it's out of your reach, how much fighting do you have in you the next day? So I don't like the Chargers. I feel pretty good. I pounded my fist in week one, most overrated team in the NFL, I thought. So far it looks good. But I, you know, so I'm not anxious to bet the Chargers, but I do not want to bet a dream-crushed 49er team.
Yeah, and I, to be honest with you, though, it's one of those that you have to hold your nose to bet. That's probably why you're getting that many points. You always talk about that.
But I think that's accounting for Jimmy G's absence.
Yeah.
I don't think it's accounting for the psychological or the, I think, motivational question mark.
Let's talk about this Monday night game, because Kansas City last year started off gangbusters and was just destroying everybody and then kind of came back down to earth. So far this year doing the same thing. And going into Denver now as a road favorite, division game. What do you think of this one?
You know something? I'm in my mid-40s, and I pride myself that I keep trying to learn as a handicapper. And I would say there's two things that I'm doing differently today that I haven't done or I hadn't done 2 years ago. And listen, I'm proud of this. I do Kevin and Bean every Friday during the football season. It's a big L.A. morning show. They're in the Radio Hall of Fame. Fred, you think you'll make that?
Oh, no. No, I'll be dead long before I get an opportunity.
Well, according to Fred, he's retiring next year.
Yeah, well, that's
3 picks a week for the last 5 years, counting this year. And I won in year one, won in year two, won in year three, won in year four. 4 straight winning years in front of the world. And I look back at my picks, you know, in the offseason trying to self-scout. And I saw 2 different things I didn't like. One is those kind of, oh, this is a sharp side because it's some crappy team and, you know, they're getting points at home. And what I've done is eliminated about a third of them. It's like, if there's, like Arizona, there's a lot of quote-unquote sharps on Arizona this week. They're just so bad. I get it. They're going to cover sometimes. But I just don't want to bet a team that's, like, that's overrated. You can be the second-worst team in the league and still be overrated. And this Kansas City game is an example of the next thing that I'm trying to change, which is I'm not just blindly getting in front of a freight train. Because Wise Guy 101 is everyone's going to overreact to how good Kansas City is. But check this out. If all you did was play against 3-0 teams straight up, the last 30 years, you're like, listen, this team's a freight train. I'm playing against them week four. They're 3-0. Everyone loves that 3-0. The 3-0 team is 53% the last 30 years, 73-65. Now, I don't mean I'm going to bet on them, but if you're fading that, I don't like it. Now, let me give you another thing. What about 3-0 ATS teams? Oh, they've covered every time. Everyone's been putting the money in their pocket. Okay? 3-0 ATS teams are 54%. So here's my theory. I think sometimes the how good a team is relative to expectation is something the market is slow to react to. And yeah, the public's excited, but the wise guys are so skeptical it keeps the price down. And because of that, if you can find a team that's truly significantly better than you think or you thought coming in the year, then fading them is a mistake. And I think all the half-sharps, as I call them, are trying to be on, get in front of that KC freight train. And let me give you one more stat. And this is almost like the culmination of that. If you said, give me a team that's 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread, and if you add up their spread victories, they won by 20-plus points overall. So they've not only cashed each game, but they haven't really been close. 20-plus points net over those three ATS wins. Now, going back 30 years, there's only been about 55 of those teams. They've covered 57% of the time. Kansas City falls into that. Now, the only thing that would keep me off it is Mahomes playing his first game at altitude. And that's what I thought on Wednesday. We did our Dream Preview podcast. But then a couple people on Twitter pointed out Mahomes' only start last year was in Denver. So now he's in a second time at altitude. Should help him a little bit. I'm not saying I'm going to bet Kansas City, but I think that default sharps are on the Broncos. I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, that you're still learning, because that's something that I try to emphasize to people. I still try to learn something every day almost when it comes to sports betting, but whether it's poker or sports or whether it's horses, I never feel like I can consume enough information to try and get better at each one of them at all times. And I'm just kind of curious, I mean, you're around Fezzik and guys like that. Are they the same way, that they're just constantly trying to find more angles and more ways to refine their game?
Listen, first off, Fred, let me give you a real compliment. You know more about sports betting than 95%+ of radio guys, if not higher. And the fact that when we met and, you know, you appreciated my insights, the fact you're so respectful of that and affirming is a sign of a guy that doesn't have a big ego. And I really appreciate that. So I think you're genuinely doing what you say you try to do. So kudos. And here's the thing about a guy like Fezzik, Brad Powers, who's on with you, college expert, no doubt, Brad, is here's the paradox. To be a professional bettor, you got to have a gigantic ego, because you're saying you're willing to lay 110 against the world, because the whole world is making the line with all their bets. The smartest algorithms, PhDs in math, guys that used to be coaches. Think about all the people betting big money, and you're saying, you're wrong, and I'll lay you 110. That's humongous ego, maybe too much in many cases. On the other hand, you've got to be willing to learn not only that you're changing, right? You go from 45 to 55, or to 50 to 55, you are slowing down maybe, or whatever, who knows, right? Number two, the league might be changing, meaning if you focused on defense in 2010 and you have the same focus on NFL defense now, there's no way you're going to be winning the same amount, because defense doesn't mean near as much. So you've got to keep evolving. So, and then the market changes, because there's different syndicates that get involved and they're betting up certain teams and betting down. So this is like a three-dimensional chess game that you've got to have a humongous ego to be willing to play. But once you start playing, you've got to try to learn every day from your losses, because otherwise you're in big trouble.
Well, that's something that I've always preached, is that you use losses as learning experiences. But I have to say, I've learned a ton on this show from you. I learn from Brad every week when he's on, and I love it, because, you know, those are conversations that you can't get. And that's why, you know, all the guys at pregame, you learn so much.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, one last thing before I go. So you've heard of the Super Contest, right? So it's been a $1,500 entry for a long time. Fezzik only got to win it twice. He's our senior NFL guy at pregame.com. But last year they started the gold contest. 5,000 to enter, winner take all. And pregame entered it. And we do a podcast every week for the NFL with Fezzik, me, and a bookmaker. And we make the picks live on the podcast in real time. And right now, we're 10-5, one game out of first place in the gold. And by the way, the winner gets 640,000. So I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I'll keep you updated if we're winning. If we're not winning, I'll forget about it. But if we win this thing, I'll be missing that Friday.
One quick thing before we let you go, RJ. In Tampa, Fitzmagic seems like he's going to be starting. It seems like from reports that they're leaning towards starting Fitzpatrick. But if it somehow out of the blue, they start Jameis Winston, the line that I'm looking at is -3 for Chicago. Do you see that line changing much if it's Jameis Winston?
You know something, Fred, I got to give your co-host here, he's got guts, right? So 25 minutes I've been on. I'm wrapping up with my self-promotion. And he goes, I got one more thing. And I'm thinking, okay, this could be a great question. Tampa Bay, fair. Hey, I give you credit. You want to know. Here's what I would say. Winston is a downgrade at this point. I do like this game, but I gave it on our national show, a correlated parlay. I like Tampa in the over 46. Because if Tampa wins, I think there's a much better than 50% chance the game goes over. And that's the definition of a correlated parlay, and I bet it. So if you do like Tampa, I think look to play the over. But no doubt Winston would be a downgrade right now over Fitzpatrick. Only quarterback in the history of the NFL to throw for 400 yards in three straight games.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Great stuff as always, RJ, and good luck with that golden ticket there, pal.
I'll keep you updated. Hey, lobster on me if we cash it.
Sounds good to me, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you. That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check him out. Does a great job. And we have him on every Friday, and it's we try to hang out with. We hang out when we're in Vegas sometimes. Good dude.
And for the Texans Colts thing or that game, which. This is another indication of why I'm wondering why it's a pick 'em. Texans 1-12 in the last 13 games.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. And they don't play well in Indianapolis.
And 9 straight losses. Mm-hmm. And I think they've got, one all-time win in Indy, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's a pick 'em.
I don't either. Then I wonder, because there's always angles that people find that say, oh, we're all over this. And you know where you can play it? My bookie. You want to get on that game, either side, MyBookie has you covered. And if you want to play whatever you want to play this weekend, you want to bet the Astros, you can do it. You want to bet college football, done. NFL, of course. You want to bet hockey, you want to bet horses. That's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I'm just going to sit around and play horses and sports all day. And I'll be doing it on MyBookie. And the cool thing is, I trust MyBookie. I've had other sites where I put money in, and that was part of the gamble, being able to get it out if you win. It's not the case of MyBookie. Safe, reliable, they've been in business for years. And they're the only site I use now. All kinds of other options for you, in-game live betting. You want to bet entertainment, that's on there. They've got everything that you could possibly want. And you could bet fantasy if you want, over-under on fantasy points. Just go to your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started, or go to MyBookie.ag. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar-for-dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. Jong Lee filling in today. It's summertime vibes with Hotels.com. Win a $50 Hotel.com gift card. Plus, you can save up to 8% on hotels or cabins or lake houses or bed and breakfasts or beach resorts or ranch getaways or you get the picture. Just use the summer code COOLSUMMER when you book online this week and travel by September 10th. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. We'll do 637, caller 7. How's that? Doesn't this qualify you for the Jacksonville thing, too?
Which one was that?
Hotels.com?
Yes.
$50 gift card?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because it doesn't say on there, but this you'll have the opportunity to win a trip to Amelia Island in Jacksonville, Florida, all courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. How about that?
How about that?
Beautiful.
And one, I guess one quick thing about the Texans. They've won twice in Indy.
Okay, so I was wrong. I said once.
Yeah, twice. In 2015 and 2016, 2015 they won 16-10, and 2016 they won 22-17. And so they're 2-14 in Indy.
And 1 for their last 13 and 0 for their last 9. There's just okay.
I mean, like, all those numbers have it pointing against the Texans, but it's a pick 'em.
Which that always makes me nervous.
It seems like a trap.
I like Memphis tonight against Tulane. It's up to 15 now. I still like it, but I don't want it to go any higher than that. I got it earlier in the week at 13.5, so, but 15's okay, I guess. Man, so every time you mention me retiring next year, I get like 10 texts about it. Now, most of them, thank God, and, you know, but a few. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I mean, I hope to be in position, but the reality is I don't really plan on leaving at the end of my contract. I hope to do one more at least. But I'll be honest, a lot depends on what AJ decides to do, what Jong decides to do. If everybody else left, I don't know that I'd want to start a whole new show with new people if I'm in that position. You know, you're going to have a family at some point.
At some point, maybe in a couple of years.
Yeah, and I don't know what that time frame is. So I'm probably going to ride the wave until at least then, I think. It just depends. I mean, we'll see how the book does. And then somebody's asking about all that. The book will be out, well, the release date's December 1st, hopefully. I'm at the point now where when it comes to other people doing stuff, I'm skeptical, right? Because as long as I feel like if I get my part of things done, that's all I can do. I feel that way about our website migration.
How's that going, by the way?
I was supposed to be able to look at it this week. You know what I saw this week?
Nothing.
Not that. Saw a lot of other stuff.
A lot of other problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that. So, the whiskey, I'm still waiting on the label. That's somebody else I'm waiting on. And then I'm waiting on two things on the book, and then it'll be ready. But I trust that those people will get theirs done. So once that's all done, those things will be happening. And you know, the same thing with the movie. I'm depending on other people. I've always found that, you know, little business tip, try not to have to put yourself in a position where you're depending on things you can't do yourself.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe, or I guess, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, it's just, and honestly, I don't know enough about tech to know what all the holdups are, but that's a frustrating thing about the website. And there's an organization that I want to sign us up for, but they have to review your site for a week. It's like, I'm not doing that right now. What if they click the search bar? What if they try to get an email sent to them? What if they try to share a story? Guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing.
Oh.
But eventually it's going to get worked out, and when it does, it'll be cool. But yeah, that's the frustrating part, is that you work your ass off on something and, you know, you have to depend on other people at times, and it doesn't always work out.
I mean, something does happen when you click the search bar.
Yeah, you get it. You get to see it twice. I guess we get an extra hit on the website. There's that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the other buttons work. The Instagram button works. The Twitter button works. The Facebook button works.
They do work now?
They work.
Okay.
So there's that.
That's new. I quit checking.
Oh.
But no, I don't even know what the deadline is anymore. It was originally September 1st, and then we moved it back to September 4th because of Labor Day.
Now it's the 28th.
And yeah.
It's about to be October.
So if I had to guess, I would say October 15th.
I would stop guessing.
Well, honestly, I think it's going to happen next week, I'm tacking on an extra 2 weeks out of courtesy, just in case we're that wrong. But, oh, well. Did you see who was giving Bill Cosby advice about prison?
No.
Your buddy OJ.
Oh, God. Is he telling him to be Daddy Juice?
Well, it doesn't say much about that. But he basically said, the problem is the nature of the crime. I'm sure there will be guys protecting him, but they're going to have to put him in protective custody because it takes one nut, you know?
Poor Joseph.
Yeah. One, two, I don't know how many nuts, but oh, God. So with his health and his age and the nature of the crime, there's not a warden in this country wants the responsibility of a Bill Cosby.
Daddy Puddin' Pop.
He says, I think they should let him do his time under house arrest.
I mean, he would have to be in, he would be separated from Gen Pop, right?
I'm sure.
Because he's such a big celebrity.
God, how many pudding jokes do you think the prisoners are going to play on him?
The first guy is going to walk up to a cell and he's going to be eating he's going to be eating pudding. And he's going to be like, hey, I heard you like to rape people.
Really? That's your prison move? You're going to walk up with pudding and say, heard you like to rape people?
Yeah. God. You know, like, this could be a Kodak moment.
See, I would be more like, hey, Dr. Huxtable, it's time for your anesthetic. You won't feel a thing. That'd be my approach. And then he would feel a thing.
Oh, if he's in Gen Pop, I feel very, very sorry for him.
I don't feel sorry for him. I'm glad he's in Gen Pop if he is. Get his Gen popped.
Well, we know we won't be able to see it coming.
All right. Mercifully, only one segment left in the show. Actually, not too bad today, John.
Oh, thank you.
Tyler, a couple hits and misses there. But we come back, we'll have a stupid stuff. We'll wrap things up. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No, A.J. Who do you think does the best cover of this song, Tyler?
I didn't know there were.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, there's Rob Zombie does it. It's not really a cover because it was Black Sabbath, but when Ronnie James Dio sang it with him, that was pretty badass. I'm trying to remember this one other one.
I'll have to do some research of that then.
It was one of those albums that, where like a bunch of famous people did Black Sabbath songs. It might've been Bruce Dickinson. It was either Bruce Dickinson or Joe Lynn Turner. I'm old. I forget these things. Hey, we're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before the prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt. To be yourself is all that you can do. Pub crawl, race wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. Nobody got that reference at all.
No, but the Be Someone
audio
shirt.
Audio slave. Yeah, sorry.
But the Be Someone shirt, it's going to be like the one on 45, that kind of the graffiti kind.
Yeah.
It's I think those shirts are going to be very popular. So if you guys want at least a shirt, you know, it's only $20.
And you know what?
For t-shirts.
I'll be drinking that day. That'll be the one day. And
get your chance to get Fred lit.
Well, you're going to get me lit. I'm going to do one at each place, but if you want to buy the one at the next place and hang out, I'll be hanging with the people because I love the people. Hey, next week we are at Shell Shack, 2412 Washington Avenue on Monday with AJ. Thursday we'll be back at Bombshells, this one on the Gulf Freeway.
45 in Fuquay.
Fuquay. You just like saying Fuquay.
Yeah, that's how you say it, right?
Yeah, Fuquay? That's how you say it, okay. But you just like saying that.
Fuquay.
Yeah.
Fuquay.
Oh, Fuquay you, pal. And we're scheduled to be at Luke's Ice House, but pending Astros on Friday in Beaumont. Pending Astros, that may change.
Yeah, I kind of want to run the Astros on both stations, and I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to be playing during the day.
Yeah, so we'll probably have to reschedule that, but, you know, pending. We'll see.
Yeah, pending.
Because we're not going to get too many. I mean, anytime we get opportunities to. Oh, you're supposed to read your thing again?
Oh, no. I can get to it in a little bit.
Why don't you read it now? Because we don't have much time left. We still got stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to tell everybody if you're planning on proposing, you know, Robin's brothers and I are here to help you guys out. We're giving away a $1,000 gift credit from Robin's Brothers towards the ring of her dreams. You can enter today at ESPN975.com. It's called Can You Beat Jong's Proposal? So I proposed last year, got married about 5 months ago. 5 month anniversary was a couple days ago on the 26th. And she said, yes, no, it's your turn to beat the proposal. Again, go to ESPN975.com to enter Beat Jong's Proposal.
All right, so here's where I was confused, and thanks to God's Green, he asked about Nativity in Black was the album where all the guys covered Black Sabbath songs. White Zombie did Children of the Grave, so I was right about that. Bruce Dickinson did Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, which is another really good song of theirs.
That was the one that Primus did.
Yeah.
NIB, yeah.
Yeah. The NIB on here was Ugly Kid Joe, which I hate everything about. Never mind. Let's just do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We said this week.
They made Michael B. Jordan the first black Superman. I'm excited about that. But what's going to be his weakness, though? Because, you know, Superman's weakness is like kryptonite, right?
Credit score.
Fat white girls, a chicken or something.
Think about that stat that you just said. 600 yards on 60 pass attempts. That's a first down every time he throws the ball.
Let's go to our math expert, Jung. Is a first down on every pass attempt good or not good?
I think it's good, Cotton.
I think so. You're 2 for 2 today, Jung. What percentage of those questions do you think you've gotten right, then, if you're 2 out of 2?
I think 100% of the time.
Oh, wow.
3 for 3.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of perfect for guys like us that have a radio show to do. Okay, 4:02. That's
harder than me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I wonder what Patrick Creighton would be like calling a Skeeters game.
Patrick Creighton's calling baseball, period, would be rough.
That's a strike!
Well, he did it for U of H baseball for a while.
Did he?
Yeah.
And it's a base hit! Oh, no!
713 says, what are the odds we'll get Moral Victory Monday back if the Texans lose Sunday? Doesn't there have to be a moral victory?
Deshaun Watson's passing yards. Moral victory.
Monday, Moral Victory Monday.
Wow. I'd forgotten how bad that was.
I remember.
Jong, this is your assignment tonight. We very rarely assign you homework, Jong, but we need you to watch the Amazon Prime broadcast and come back with a report.
I think I'm busy.
You can't be busy. What do you have going? You're not planning on watching the game tonight?
On Fox?
No.
I wanted to ask you about something because
it's true.
You're pregnant?
I was best friends with Brett Kavanaugh in high school.
No, I
was at the party.
I'll solve this for you. You trade Clowney for a tackle, and then you can draft Ed Oliver.
Who's giving up their tackle for Clowney?
You know what? Tease. We're going to tease this to next
If
segment.
You tell me it's the Montreal Alouettes,
no.
I'm gonna be so pissed.
No.
Before we end the show, I wanted to give you an update on your daughter's Twitter. Her profile picture is her with 3 dudes.
Great.
She quote tweeted Jaden Smith, and she said, him, what are you doing this weekend? Me? Then she quote tweets Jaden Smith. It's just one word. Sin.
This is my fault, because I took him to lunch Saturday, both of them. It was my last day to drink, so I was having some margaritas and stuff. And then we went home and watched some Rick and Morty. I probably led my daughter down this path.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Yeah, and of course she has more stuff on Twitter, but you have to go check it out yourself. I'm not doing it.
I have it. You want it?
No.
The latest one?
What's the latest
from
one?
From about 23 hours ago. She says, "Hi, Twitter. I'm officially on the hunt for a new HOCO date. Requirements, not a Boy Scout."
Ah, great. Oh, parenting sucks.
Oh, by the way, I did catch a little bit of that Andrea Kramer and who's the other? Hannah Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
It was okay. It was... I mean, it was just as dry as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I mean,
well, it couldn't have been any worse than Chris Collinsworth is. So we could start with that.
Oh, it's better than that.
Yeah,
I have Amazon Prime, so I turned it on and I hear Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I'm like, what is this? Apparently, they made it super hard to change the audio.
I mean,
you
just had to go to the top right hand corner and basically like change the language. It had Storm Kramer as audio.
That's making you work awful hard for
it. Yeah, yeah. So people were kind of lost, but no, it wasn't too bad. I mean, would I want to see that over or hear that over and over again? Probably not, because it didn't really give me too much insight. Because, I mean, Hannah Storm was calling the game, and Andrea Kramer was talking about a lot of her, you know, experiences with these players, not really breaking down anything. In a color guy, I want somebody to tell me something I can't see, right?
Right.
And that they didn't do
what they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what would be a better play or what would be an option, you know, another option for them to do. I don't really want to care. Well, I talked to the coach and he said this.
I mean, if they had somebody like Jessica Mendoza, then I think I'd really enjoy it.
All right. Well, I'm sure that person is out there. All right, Tyler, not bad. You've been better. You've been worse. John, really strong today.
Eh.
Maybe your best effort yet. I was okay. Decent. RJ Bell was great. Want to thank him for coming in. Want to thank Josh Jordan for dropping in for a little bit. Make sure you check out their show Moneyline 10 to noon on Sundays. We're out of here. Come see us on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.